Welcome to the Cyber Safety and Privacy Awareness Program, a community outreach initiative at the University of Memphis. And now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everybody. We are back again for the discussion about cyber safety awareness activities here at the University of Memphis. My name is Dipankar Dasgupta. I'm a professor of computer science and director for the Center for Information Assurance. The University of Memphis has a number of programs, and we are going to talk this time about the National Cybersecurity Month and what the University of Memphis has taken initiative in this month. And then we'll talk about some cyber safety tips and privacy aspects, how everybody in the society can follow to help be safe. So with that, I'd like to start with this month activity. Here at the University of Memphis, we hosted 11th Cybersecurity Summit last Friday, October 5th, and it was a great success. There are a number of well-known speakers from industry and academia. I'd like to hand over to talk about the speakers and from where they came from with Mr. Terrence Campbell.
Thank you, Doctor. And so the speakers for last week's Cybersecurity Summit were Michael Rodriguez from the City of Memphis. We had Dr. Lang from Zentech. We had Stephen Croker from Methodist Healthcare. We had David Brink from Boeing Global Services and Brian Mitchell from FedEx Global.
So with that, there was also a panel discussion, and students participated in a large number. So it was an event with a lot of activities during the whole day. And with that, the Cybersecurity Summit ended on October 5th. We have the report available from the website, cfia.memphis.edu. Also, our last broadcast, there will be a channel on the website. They can also listen to that from the website channel. So today we are going to talk about cyber safety and a couple of tips that the Department of Homeland Security on a regular basis provide to the citizen. And these are very helpful for children, young adults, and senior citizens all across from different aspects when they use internet. So one of the important things to remember that online social media has so much information feeding us on a daily basis. This information sometimes are very useful, sometimes very informative, but other time also not so true. So how to distinguish between the information which are authentic and information which are not? With today's internet, that everybody can create news, put it on their website or post it in some open media, and then many people read that, like it, share it, so that's how it become viral. So important things to remember that if there are a million likes on a news or a video does not mean that information is accurate or correct. There are number of video morphing or changing the information tools and techniques out there, and sometimes to make the information more sensitive, people use those tools and techniques to make it, you know, more interesting and sensitive. So important things to know that many likes doesn't mean the information is true. Also, while we know the picture speaks 1,000 words, but we have to also know that the digital pictures can be modified. So how do we know that this picture is true or accurate? That's becoming a real challenge. While the technology is giving us tremendous opportunity to know more things on a regular basis, it also providing a lot of misinformation and noise. Important thing is how to differentiate those things. Now, with that, I'd like to ask Mr. Campbell to go over some of the tips that Department of Homeland Security provide for every citizen, young to adult.
Sure thing, Doc. And so the site that was referenced earlier is stopthinkconnect.gov. Stopthinkconnect.gov. And some tips that especially we want to make sure people are being mindful of, especially with the recent incidents of Facebook in terms of their data breaches and other social mediums and the companies that they interact and share your information with. Remember, there is no delete button on the internet. Once you put something out there, you may think that you're deleting it from your social medium or where the browser can actually immediately access it. But there are some very smart and clever individuals that are out there in cyberspace. Like I like to say, that the evil empire does exist in cyberspace. So if you're thinking that what you may be posting out there, that you only want a certain amount of people to see, you may want to reconsider posting it at all. Don't broadcast your location. I know on Facebook in particular, people are accustomed, or there's a movement to do what's called checking in. And so you may want to think twice before checking in, because again, you know, the evil empire is out in the cyberspace. You may have stalkers. You may actually even have folks that like to break into people's houses that are periodically trolling Facebook to say, oh, Terrence is at some place or he's out on vacation. Let's go see if we can break into his house. Definitely make sure that you're only connecting with people that you trust. Going back to Dr. Dasgupta's comment about a site having a million likes, do you think that all 1 million of those people are actually somebody that say this is, for instance, Dr. Gupta's site that he actually trusts, or even for that matter, that he actually really does know a million people in terms of, hey, that's Terrence, hey, that's so-and-so, those type of folks. So just be careful in terms of the individuals that you're trusting or that you're liking. Also, be sure that you keep things private. You don't want to put all your information out on these social medias. Why does anybody need to know your address? Why does anybody need to know your free email account or any of the information that is just really personal to you? I mean, you should treat any information that you're putting out on the internet as private and as coveted as, say, your driver's license number or your social security number. If in the wrong hands, that can be used for some very nasty things. And so you want to make sure that the information that you're putting out on the internet cannot be used to harm you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And let's think about the times that we've seen on the news that individuals have been fired from their employers because of something they've said on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or pictures that they've posted. And so, Doc, you were trying to
make a point. I was trying to say that what you post, think twice, because nowadays tools are available to combine open source information and make a profile about individual and can infer a lot of private information. So having provided one information in one place and another information in another place does not mean that the marketers will not look into all those and trying to find a business strategy, or other people, criminals also will find to use those information in different ways, whether it may be identity theft or credit card information theft, and a wide variety of other crimes that can be performed.
That's a great point, Doc. That dovetails into the last tip that I wanted to make sure to folks know. Speak up if you see anything on the web that, A, is not correct information about yourself, B, if individuals are harassing you, and C, if you are coming across any kind of, say, pictures or other kind of media anywhere on the internet that is uncomfortable to you or is a misrepresentation of you to your local authorities, or you can go to a site like stopthinkconnect.gov to report that, because the law enforcement agencies cannot police and truant activities that they're not aware of. And so if we are trying to truly be safe online, then we as a citizenry have to do our job and report those things that compromise that safety of the internet. Again, one of the websites that you can go to is stopthinkingconnect.gov. There's ikeepsafe.org. Again, that's ikeepsafe.org. There is also onguardonline.gov and connectsafely.org. Connectsafely.org.
And all this government site provide very valuable tips on how to safe browse online. And in summary, internet safety, be mindful when installing programs or agreeing to terms and conditions of free software or services which are not widely used, for example. Then again, downloading files and apps from trusted sources. Though there is no guarantee that all will make someone secure, but minimizing the risk is the factor here. Then always check for any communication or transaction, whether financial or not. Make sure that HTTPS is there, lock is closed on the browser, and the certificate is valid certificate when it is connecting. Again, the bottom line is there is nothing 100% secure, but protection is the best practice. Limit the information sharing online, social media, because there is personal information has tremendous value. And if we understand how the companies are capitalizing or monetizing those human information, then everybody should be careful of what the private or personal information and what is public and shareable information.
Said another way, why should businesses be paid for your own information, for your personal information, and you not be? You should be very stingy, very selfish with information you share online, because information brokering, as Dr. Dasgupta has said, is probably the largest industry on the planet. And businesses are making money, billions of dollars, sharing your information, and you're not getting a check for that. So why give them that information?
And sometimes this information can be used in a negative way. Another point I'd like to mention, sharing credentials. In other words, sharing credentials is so risky. I'm giving some example. Suppose you have email, Gmail, or your business email, then you are trying to create an account in social media online. So, or logging into the Wi-Fi at the airport. Now, question is, they will ask, you can use your credential from Gmail or any other to connect to that site. So basically what you are offering, that the same credential will be used for other purposes. Some are may not be trustworthy. So it may be a better option to create a new credential or new account which can be use and throw. And there are different kinds of accounts can be created. Some are more sensitive accounts for banking transactions, for your personal information transaction, and others may be like public opinion or use and throw membership thing. Use on Wi-Fi for a temporary period of time. So those accounts should be separate. Merging them together, there is a risk that happened in Facebook, where through Facebook, many of the third-party applications run, and those applications use Facebook single sign-on authentication mechanism and create tokens, and those tokens were compromised recently. So I thought we came up with a number of topics, keeping the paid subscribed online services and free open social medias, those accounts should be separated as much as possible, right?
Yes. Great point, Don.
And as we are coming to the end of today's discussion, our team of students at the University of Memphis will be going for a competition next week, right?
Yes. So we'll be in Tampa, Florida next Friday through next Sunday, competing at the third annual Raymond James Cybersecurity Competition, which happens to be invitation only. And so that means they're paying for everything for us. One of the things that we'll actually be able to do is have a tour of EC Council's world headquarters. And so EC Council is the organization that sponsors the internationally renowned certification, Certified Ethical Hacker. So we're pretty excited about that.
Terrence Campbell will be taking the five-member team for the competition?
Yes, we have a five-member team. We actually have three guys and two young ladies. So we're pretty excited about this, the first competition of the year for us. We are going to say we're going to win, but in any case, we're going to do our best, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
And participating is most important because of the success of the University of Memphis students from last 2-3 years, the invitation came from that success.
Yeah.
Next month, we'll talk about this competition, and we'll bring some of the students, get their first-hand experience how they participated in the competition. With that, thank you for listening.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
This has been the Cyber Safety and Privacy Awareness Program, a community outreach initiative at the University of Memphis, presented by the Department of Computer Science and produced in the studios of WUMR. Join us next time for Cyber Safety and Privacy Awareness.